About anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. Thanks for listening in. I invite you to follow along with us with one of the most favorite passages in all of God's Word, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All of Psalm 23. Lord, thank you for your word, the wonderful gift your word is to us. And Lord, thank you for the many ways that your word blesses us as we make it a priority to open your word every single day. Father, thank you for every person that's a part of our listening family today. Lord, flood us with your spirit of grace and mercy that teaches us to stay in your word, to read and meditate on your every word every day, to learn to speak the promises of your word over our lives, to learn to trust you and to trust your word at all times and in all circumstances. Thank you for how that your word encourages us when we feel discouraged. It lifts us up when we feel down. It gives us direction when we feel directionless. It does so much for us. Lord, more and more open our eyes to the wonderful gift your word is to us and help us to learn that we don't ever need to go any day in our whole lives without spending time with you in your word. Thank you for the precious and wonderful gift your word is to each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We're grateful to have with us in studio once again Pastor Stan Johnson and his wife, Lady Shay Johnson, and their children, Kirk, Kirkland, and LaSara. Welcome, Johnson family.
Thank you for having us.
Glad to be here.
Good to have you all again. And Pastor Johnson and Lady Shay Johnson, again, you all serve a church in, tell me again the name of your fellowship in Houston.
It's called House of Mercy.
House of Mercy there. And since the time we saw you last, you finished a book,
yes,
and
sir,
a book entitled Night Vision, and a powerful book. And now I have to admit, I didn't finish it, but it was powerful, the part I've read, and a book that really showed that you've been through a lot, but by the grace of God, God has brought redemption out of so much that you've been through. And, you know, I think of this, Pastor Johnson, as we begin to allow you the opportunity to share about your book. It's a book that you've been through so much that pretty much everybody listening should be able to identify with some of the trials you've been through. And, you know, it's tough to go through trials. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, anybody that says, well, if they tell you they enjoy going through trials, they're lying, okay? Nobody likes that.
No.
The cross was a trial for Jesus, but
right,
he got through it out of the love of God. And so, but at the same time, we can learn from the testimony of others. And so as we start off, I'm going to ask if you'll just reintroduce your family in any ways you wish to, and both of y'all get a chance to share about the book. But tell us about what led up to the writing of your book, Night Vision.
Well, we were, of course, my Pastor Stan Johnson, my wife, Lady Shay Johnson, and our children, we were just sitting around one day, and we were just discussing, my wife and I, about, you know, things that we had been through and things that I had gone through and how God had seen us through it. And she suggested, she said, you ought to write a book about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of looked at her like, you know, I don't have a book in me, and just kind of mm-hmm. shrugged it away. But as time went on, God went to convicting me about it, about, mm-hmm. you know, doubting what he's placed on the inside of me and doubting who he placed in my life to help pull that out of me.
So at some point you realized the Lord was speaking directly through your wife at that
yes,
moment.
Yes, like he does a lot. And mm-hmm. and learn to just stop shunning away what she says. And she's not, when she tells me something, it's not just to entertain me. It's to put something, put that seed on the inside of me to, and let it grow.
Mm-hmm. Okay then. And so tell us about the book too. And, you know, because from the opening page of your book, you share some powerful trials that you went through. Would you tell us your story?
Well, yes. The first tragedy I faced was my father dying on December 4th, 1983. I just turned 9 years old a week earlier. And, you know, not understanding, you know, at that age, it's just understood that your father and your mother are not going anywhere. They're going to be there till you're grown. And, mm-hmm. and you know, you don't expect death to come so soon. And I just remember being awakened by my mom crying in the living room. And when I went in, she was just sobbing uncontrollably. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to console her. And
it was early one morning.
It was about 5 o'clock that, mm-hmm. that morning. Mm-hmm. And she was crying, family was crying. And by the time I walked in, and then word got to me that my father had passed.
Mm-hmm. And it was very sudden, too.
Very sudden. He had a heart attack.
Mm. Hadn't been ill particularly.
No, not really. Just not really ill. Just, you know, mm. going about each and every day like he did, and that just came out of left field. I thought, you know, mm. to lose him so suddenly, and
you know, death is always difficult.
Yes,
but at the same time, sometimes when a person has been ill for a period of time, your mind and heart may be a little bit prepared,
right.
somewhat, but then when it comes all of a sudden, seemingly out of the blue,
right.
sometimes it may seem all the more that devastating.
You know? Yes. So, And that's how it was for us, because you just, like you said, you know, if you're kind of mentally prepared for it, if they're in the hospital, they're sick, it can you can adjust to it better. But when it comes out of the blue like it did, and me being just turned 9 years old, it was very difficult and couldn't understand it, didn't understand why. I cried a lot. You know, many people came to try to console me in the few months, because I took it hard for the first 6 months mm-hmm. or so of that. But, you know, finally dealt with that and finally got over it. And then mm-hmm. just a few years later, about 4 years later, I lose my mom in 1987.
Okay. And you mentioned that sometimes she would make a statement as if she was kind of expecting it, right?
Yeah, she would say a lot. Probably the last 2 years of her life, she would just kind of let us know that she didn't think she would be around much longer. She mm-hmm. lets people out of the blue got to come in to see her, who she hadn't seen in 15, 20, 30 years. Mm-hmm. And she just felt that was a sign of she was getting ready to die. And mm-hmm. I used to try to, you know, talk her out of saying that. You know, we didn't know a lot about the life and death being in the power of the tongue in the 80s.
Right.
But she continued to speak that, and it was about 6 months before she died. I had a dream that she had died, mm-hmm. and when I went in to, it felt so real. And I woke up and I realized she was still alive. And I went and told her about it, and she just said, "Well, I'm still here," mm-hmm. and that was a relief for me. But about 6 months later, it did mm-hmm. come to pass that she had a heart attack in her sleep, and because I was the one that tried to wake her up, because it was during spring break, and I went in and tried to awaken her. When I touched her, she was just ice cold, and. Mm-hmm. So, and the paramedics came and they pronounced her dead in the house. And so now I'm 12 years old with no parents.
So at 9, you lost your dad. And
yes.
At 12, you lost your mom then.
Yes.
Mm, okay. So what happened after you lost your mom as well?
Well, at that time, just pretty much at that age, done with God, because I'm an angry 12-year-old. You know, I hear about a living God, but, you know, my mom and father are both dead, and I was just understanding that he took them. You know, mm-hmm. they didn't die in a car wreck or someone took their life. So they both were died. So I pretty much was done at the time. Didn't attend church. We had, you know, brothers and sisters. We all kind of gathered together and got closer, because we all lived pretty much in the same house, except for one brother who was married. Mm-hmm. And did we just? She wasn't there. We stopped going to church. I didn't go to church for about 5 years. You know, so we were going through life, getting over that and going on through high school. And then it happened in high school when I was a junior. My sister come running in my classroom saying, come on, we got to go. They're putting our furniture out on the street. Mm. So now at when I'm 16, 17 years old. No mother, no father, now no home. Mm. So
basically, you all didn't go live with someone else. You just took care of each other as brothers and sisters.
Took care of each other as brothers and sisters. I had a couple of older brothers, and but that's pretty much what we did at that time. Mm. And when that happened, I did move in with one of my older brothers who had been married only a few years and okay. got through high school and went on through college. And things got to lift up. Every tragedy, it would take us a while, but we would bounce back.
That's good. And so once you got through that then, so you said you got out of high school and you went on to further to school then?
Yeah, I went on to college, went to Mississippi State, got my degree in business.
Okay.
And graduated from there. And going on about my life, and lo and behold, I met my wife. Mm-hmm. Well, I already knew her. We ran into each other after a few years of not seeing each other. We worked together mm-hmm. at a local restaurant in town. Back in our days, and mm-hmm. ran up on her in 1999, and we met. We went back talking. We hadn't seen each other in a couple of years, and we've been together ever since. Mm-hmm. And she came in my life. We married in 2001, September 2001. Okay. And so at that point, after all those years of doubting God and being a little angry and mm-hmm. kind of questioning him, things were getting better.
Started to look up then.
Started to look up. Mm-hmm. I got a degree, got a beautiful wife, a loving wife. And so things are starting to go a little better. And then as we married 6-7 months into our marriage, she comes to tell me she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then we find out it's twins, and that was a shocker. Mm-hmm. And,
well, I tell you, Reverend Johnson, before you go further, if you would take a moment now to pray for people that are listening that have been through some really heavy things as well, you know, because sometimes when we go through trials, really difficult storms in our lives, the fact is a lot of people want to turn their back on God and feel like this is just too much to mm-hmm. go through, and why did God allow this to happen? But it's important for us to understand that God is the hope in life for all of us. And without him, there is no hope. But would you just pray for those persons, whatever God has put on your heart to pray for them about?
Sure. Sure. Father God, we thank you on this day. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for just blessing us to see this day. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be here to share this testimony, to share of the things that I've been through. And Lord, there may be somebody listening who's in the stage where I once was.
Thank you.
Doubting you, not trusting you, and about to give up on you. But Lord, I ask you to strengthen them right now, Lord, wherever they are, because somebody may be feeling depressed, somebody may be about to give up, Lord. So I ask you to touch them right where they are and just allow what we're saying to minister to them and lift them up and let them know there is hope and it will work out for their good. Where they are is not where they're going to stay. So Lord, I speak to that depressed person. I speak to that person that's about to give up, even to that person that's contemplating suicide. I speak to you right now and say there is life in you.
Yes.
There is a gift in you. There's a king in you. There's a queen in you. So I speak life unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And tell our listeners now, if this someone or some of the persons listening, if they want to get a copy of your book, how would they get a copy of it?
I'm sure you can go to lulu.com and type in Night Vision. You can find it there. You can also go, you can email me.
Okay.
My email address is pastorstanjohnson@me.com.
Okay, repeat that one more time.
pastorstanjohnson@me.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Pastor Stan Johnson. You can message me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You can also go through my wife. Her name on Facebook is Shay Real Johnson.
Okay.
And you can message her also on Facebook. So through lulu.com, through my email address, or message us on Facebook, and we'll be glad to get you a copy.
Okay. We're coming up on a break, and on the other side, we're going to hear one of the kids' songs. And what is the name of that song again?
I'm holding on.
I'm holding on. We'll listen to that on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Pastor Joseph Parker, in studio guest, the Johnson family. We'll be right back.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's health care bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the health care law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable health care without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 855-PSALM-23. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 855-PSALM-23. That's 855-PSALM-23.
Can you imagine what the Pharisees thought after they learned of Saul's Damascus Road experience? Saul had been to the Sanhedrin and gotten permission to kill anybody that looked like they could have been Christian. And now he's had this life-changing experience on the Damascus Road that in an essence and an instant changed him from a killer to an apostle. We too are changed when we come in contact with the Lord. A true encounter, a true experience. You can imagine, and many a picture has depicted, the people's reaction to Paul after his conversion. He didn't act the same and he didn't talk the same. So I have a question for you. Can anyone tell that you've had an encounter with the Lord? It's not about how big your Bible is. It's not about if you can quote every scripture from the Bible and give its reference. It's all about your life change and how you live. Thank him today for your transformation. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
If you woke up today with everything that you thank God for yesterday, what would you have? Thank you is the greatest prayer that you could ever pray. Those two words, when said with a truly genuine heart, displays the greatest degree of humility. The things that are so rare to other people, like running water, have become so common to us that we actually devalue it and we take it for granted and we don't thank God for those things that we have. You can continue to toil and labor all of your life, but without gratitude and thankfulness, you will always be stuck. So thank God for the small things. If you be thankful for what you have, you will see that you have more than enough to be thankful for. What I want you to do is just take a moment and thank God for just something, even if it's something small. Because here's the thing, when you have a mindset of gratitude and thankfulness, you will watch your life shift from neutral to drive. Let's make it better by going up together.
Listen to Up Together with Courtney Westbrook at 12 noon Central on Urban Family Talk.
I'm holding on.
From the Johnson family, the song I'm Holding On. Praise the Lord. Beautiful song. Beautiful song. And yeah, Kirkland, you're just preaching on that song, aren't you there? So, all righty. But again, we have Kirk and Lasara in the studio with us, and they're going to share a song or two a cappella in a few minutes, though. But that was, again, the Johnson family singing I'm Holding On. Any words that you'd like to share before you pick back up on the story, Pastor Johnson? Anything you want to say? Tell us about that particular song.
Well, I'm going to let Lady Shay talk about that.
Okay.
This particular song that we created, the single, I wrote in 2009. I have always been a quartet singer with my sisters and my family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that the boys, as well as Sarah, they have a very tremendous gift of singing, and mm-hmm. that's one thing that I've always tried to bring out of them, because that's a way with the autism that they express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And one day Kirkland started to write songs, and he would always say, well, Mama, you know, one day I want to do a CD with my family. And I said, when you turn 13, mm-hmm. I said, you keep writing. He was about 10 or 11 then. I said, mm-hmm. we'll start on a CD.
Okay.
And so Thanksgiving, this past Thanksgiving, we were at my older sister's house, and one of our traditions is to sing songs of praise mm-hmm. at every time we meet on Thanksgiving and Christmas. So mm-hmm. this year we decided to upload a few songs to Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and Kirkland decided to sing the song that I wrote,
okay,
which is the one you just heard, and mm-hmm. that song got over 1.3 million views.
Really?
And
that's a lot.
It was
views,
just praise the Lord. Us. It was just the family in the living room clapping, no music or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the testimony of him just being that young, and he always adds that what the doctor told him, that is one thing that is ingrained in his mind, that they were once told that they would never be able to function.
Mm.
But they understand fully that God delivered them.
Praise God.
So
praise God.
With that Facebook frenzy going on, the 1.1 million views, my mm-hmm. husband, I was talking to him and telling him about, you know, just dreams and aspirations. I said, people only live once. And a lot of times people die with dreams inside of them.
That's right.
And, you know, it only takes opportunity and meeting the right people. You don't have to know everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to know the right people.
Right.
And so we knew a hometown guy by the name of Jermaine Morgan. Mm-hmm. He lives in Atlanta now, and we contacted him. And he said, yes. He said, I would love to do a single. And so we wrote to Conyers, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
to his home. And we did that song within 4 hours in his basement.
Really?
And he produced it. And it was just supposed to be Kirk and Kirkland. But LaSara, she's very shy.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time she sings is with Elsa, her doll, Elsa mm-hmm. from Frozen.
Okay.
Let It Go. And so we was trying to figure out who was going to sing the top part
mm-hmm.
to the song. And she raised her hand, and everybody turned around like, listen, we're not wasting money for you to sing Let It Go. Mm-hmm. And but she got in there and she did her part. Like, it was just like God melted it together.
And I hear her clearly on that CD.
She did wonderful. And that's when she became an official member of the Johnson.
The Johnson group, okay.
Because normally she will shy out and won't sing. Mm-hmm. But now, I mean, she completes them. She completes us.
Don't function without her, huh?
Can't function without her. We're just excited that that moment turned into that.
Amen. Amen. Now tell our listeners again, if someone has wanted to get either the book or the CD, again, how can they do that?
The book is available on lulu.com.
Okay.
Or you can personally email Pastor Stan at PastorStanJohnson@me.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can find us on Facebook, either Pastor Stan Johnson on Facebook or Shay Real Johnson on Facebook. And the song is actually available on iTunes, on Google Play, as well as Amazon.com Music.
Okay.
You can download the single on any of those venues.
Mm. Okay. 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 Well, Pastor Johnson, if you'll pick up where you left off, you all had just gotten married, and things were looking up. Praise the Lord. So
yes,
we'll
they
pick
were.
Up the story there.
Yes, they were looking up. She was pregnant with the boys, and everything was exciting. We were getting ready, to have two of everything, and on the night that she was getting ready to deliver, she had reached about 7 centimeters, I think, and everything was fine. Then all of a sudden, the doctor looked at something. He said, "We got to go." So they were pulling tubes and pulling things out. He said, "This baby's not doing well," and so they said, "We got to rush you to surgery." And so they rushed her out, and I was just kind of left sitting there wondering what was going on. But what happened, and just within not very long, I hear some crying, and they brought me my two babies. And I said, "What happened?" They said, "Well, when she was getting ready to deliver, the oldest baby, Kurt, baby A, heart rate dropped to about 30. And they said, they had to go ahead and do a C-section to get them out. And they said, but upon getting them out, and they recognized baby B had the umbilical cord wrapped around his neck 4 times. And so what they were saying was, if that hadn't happened and she would have tried to have a natural birth pushing them out, the second baby would have been choked by the umbilical cord and she would have bled to death because she didn't have enough blood.
Okay.
So even with adversity, even with things looking as bleak and as bad as they were, God allowed his heart rate to drop. That looked like a tragedy, but he turned it into something good.
That's right. Praise God. Praise God. And so the guys were born.
They were born.
Kirkland, that was 13 years ago.
13 years ago.
Okay.
And so sleepless nights, and we're just going along with what we started noticing something when they were around 10 months, because it was a couple of babies born around the same time in our church that we were attended at the time. Mm-hmm. And we noticed those babies could actually pull up and kind of adjust and stand up, holding on to the bench. And ours couldn't even sit up straight. Okay. And, you look at it, some developed a little slower, but then time kept going by and there's no walking and not even a babbling, no talking. And so
no talking at all.
No talking at all. And they reached 1 year, no walking and can't even sit up.
And you clearly could see that their peers seemed to
just
be
so much
right
farther.
Along.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're talking and walking. They didn't walk till they were 16 months, a year and 4 months. But they still weren't talking. And that just, and they did a lot of crying and they wouldn't sleep a lot at night, and they were frustrated because they couldn't express anything, and we were frustrated because we didn't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And we sent them to a specialist, and they were finally diagnosed with autism. Mm-hmm. Around 3.5 years old, around 3.5 years old. Mm-hmm. And that was a blow. I'm like, because both of our sides, all my brothers and sisters, her brothers and sisters, had children, no signs of anything. And so, and this kind of hit us out of left field. Like, what is this, what's going on?
And of course, autism, can you give a broad definition of autism?
It's a learning it's like a dysfunction. Mental disorder. They children don't express themselves as quickly, and they have social issues. They don't adapt with other children. They're kind of to themselves, and
kind of a broad range of challenges that they typically have to deal with.
So. Yeah, and then there's different levels of it. And we'd never really heard of it. And then we went to research, and at the time, one out of every 150 children were born with autism. Mm-hmm. That number's down to like one in every 60 now. And so we went to getting treatment and just trying to figure out what's going on. And I remember I took my oldest son to a psychologist for him to give a diagnosis, and he was giving him all kind of tests, and he couldn't respond because he couldn't talk. Mm-hmm. And I noticed the psychology. As he was scoring his paper, he was shaking his head. Mm-hmm. And so at the end of the test, the exam, the session, I said, well, what's the diagnosis? He said, well, he said he's not quite mentally retarded. That's what he told me. Mm-hmm. And he said, don't expect a miracle. Mm. And that just kind of looked at him like, really? And, he said, your son won't ever talk or function. You just got to deal with it the best way you can. So I said, thank you. I grabbed my son's hand. We walked out of the doctor's office, my head down, and a pretty low point in my life. Right. And as I strapped him in the seat, God spoke to me. Mm-hmm. And he said, whose report are you going to believe?
Praise God. Praise God. That's an important question for everybody.
And that was really important. And because at my lowest point, that's why I tell people, whoever's listening, even at your lowest point, God will come in and speak to you.
Pastor Johnson, pray for our listeners. There are a lot of people who've been down a similar road, but they need to know that God has the same message for them. Would you pray for them?
Sure.
Thank you, Lord.
Sure. Father God, Lord, we're with you once again, Lord. Lord, we're just praying for someone that may be just down and just at their lowest point right now. And Lord, I want you to speak to them. You're already speaking to them, because if they're listening to this session right now, Lord, you are speaking to them, Lord. You can pick us up, Lord, when we feel we're at the lowest. And Lord, I speak life into somebody's dead situation right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Somebody may be facing some difficult situations, but Lord, just like you asked me, you're asking them on today that's listening, whose report are you going to believe? And we choose to believe your report, Lord. Your report says we, with your stripes we are healed. Your report says the joy of the Lord is our strength. So Lord, I speak joy, I speak strength into that person that's about to give up right now. Don't you give up on God, because he's right here and he's speaking to you. He loved you so much, he allowed you to listen in right now, and I speak blessings upon you right now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guests are Pastor Stan Johnson and Lady Shay Johnson, and the children, Kirkland and Lasara, and they minister, they sing, and they do a number of other things in service to the Lord. So we're going to go into a break one more time, and on the other side of the break, the children are going to sing at least one, maybe two selections for us before we pick back up with the rest of the story then. So you're listening to the Hour of Intercession again, and it's an honor to have the Johnsons with us. They've been with us before, but now they're sharing about the book. The book's entitled Night Vision. If you want to get it, continue to listen, and we'll tell you once again how you can get the book. Pastor Stan's book, Night Vision. We'll be right back after this break.
Proverbs 15:22 says that without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. We do need to plan, yet we seem to procrastinate something that's very important, not only for our families, for ourselves, and for our state, but also for the kingdom. If you would like some help with your estate planning, if you have a complicated situation and would like to sit down with someone at the AFA Foundation, I hope you'll call 800-326-4543, extension 345.
I'm Will Addison, director of Urban Family Talk. We desire to be a movement of time tellers. In 1 Chronicles 12:32, it says, "The sons of Issachar were men who had understanding of the time to know what Israel ought to do." In these perilous times, God is raising up a people of discernment who will see, pray, and act. We sound the alarm as watchmen. We cry aloud that God's people may be activated for his service. Join the movement at UrbanFamilyTalk.com.
Why do trials and temptations catch us by surprise? Dr. Tony Evans says it's often the result of a spiritual wardrobe malfunction. He takes a look at why the armor of God never goes out of style as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
Look at Romans 13. He says in verse 11, "And do this, knowing the time that it is already the hour for you to awaken from your sleep," because we have a lot of sleepy Christians. "For now salvation is nearer to us than when we first believed. The night is almost gone and the day is at hand. Let us therefore lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness and in sexual promiscuity and in sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lust." He says, put on the armor of light, which means put on Jesus. The only thing that's ever scared the devil is Jesus Christ. So if you want to dress for success in the spiritual warfare, just like when you got up this morning and you put on your Sunday best, when you get up tomorrow morning, put on your Monday best, dress up in Jesus.
Learn more about how you can always be prepared when the battle going on behind the scenes of your life heats up. Request a copy of Dr. Evans' book, Victory in Spiritual Warfare. It'll not only teach you what the Bible has to say about our fight against the devil and his influence, you'll find the real-life help you've been looking for. Visit us at TonyEvans.org for details. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
This is the Hour of Intercession with Pastor Joseph Parker on Urban Family Talk.
Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. We're grateful to have with us in studio the Johnson family. And this time, Kirkland's going to share a word of prayer with us. And afterwards, Kirkland, Kirk, and Lasara are going to share a song. So we'll go ahead, okay?
Father, I pray for the one who is listening right now, who is hurting. I'm asking you to heal them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Faith is substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. God has a purpose and God has a plan. If I have faith and believe, my beginning may be small, but by faith I walk tall. Greatness is inside of me. So faith, please grow in me. Every day you wake up is a brand new chance to see God in whole new light. Even if you are young or you're seasoned with age, your future still shine bright. You started the dream, but you now walked away. Go back and start today. Just pray, faith, please grow in me. Oh, faith, please grow in me. Please grow in me. Oh, faith, please grow in me. Faith, please grow in me. I want it to grow. Faith, please grow in me.
Beautiful, beautiful. Praise God. And the name of that song is Faith, Please Grow in Me. Amen. Thank you, Kirkland Kirk and Lasara for singing, and we appreciate that so much. In the last, this last portion of the broadcast, we'll, Pastor Johnson, we'll let you finish sharing the essence of the book. But once again, tell our listeners again, if they wanted to get a copy of the book or the CD, how would they do that once again?
Yes, you can go to lulu.com, and you can also email me at pastorstanjohnson@me.com. Mm-hmm. You can also find me on Facebook. My name is Pastor Stan Johnson. You can message me on Facebook, and you can also find my wife. She's on Facebook, Shea Real Johnson. You can message her also for the single. It's available on iTunes and Google Play, and it's also available on Amazon.com.
Okay. And if somebody wants to come visit the church that you pastor, Pastor Johnson, where are you all located?
We are located in Houston, Mississippi. The name of our church is House of Mercy, 123 Malcolm Street, Houston, Mississippi. Our service times are Sunday school is 9:30 on every Sunday, and worship service starts at 10:40, and Bible class is every first, second, and fourth Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Okay then. And in this last segment, if you'd share with us a little bit more in the latter part of the story, as the kids grew up, how did you begin to pick up on the fact that they have the gifts in music that they have?
Well, after receiving that report from the doctor, we did recognize that they were musically inclined. Mm-hmm. My younger son, Kirkland, he's been playing drums since he was one. Mm-hmm. And he was beating pots and pans, but he had a beat to it. It wasn't a bam, bam, bam. It was an actual beat. Mm-hmm. And my older son, Kirk, mm-hmm. he had a xylophone one day, mm-hmm. that thing that you just beat. And when he was 3 years old, he was beating. And then all of a sudden, he went to beating his ABCs mm-hmm. at three. And I was like, well, you know, surely won't go through the whole alphabet. And he did. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, I left the house, went to a store, bought a $10 keyboard, and brought it back home.
Okay.
And just kind of sit it in front of him. And Bishop Paul Morton the video was on Let It Rain. Mm-hmm. And he went to playing that song on that $10 keyboard mm-hmm. at 3 years of age.
Okay.
And my wife went to incorporating song into them learning ABCs, and she would start harmonizing with them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we learned to make the best out of that dark situation that we were dealing with, because at the time with finding that diagnosis, the doctor saying don't expect a miracle. I was dealing with financial difficulties. We had actually just been in bankruptcy, just filed bankruptcy. My wife had lost her job after losing her mother in 2005, and so she lost her mother. She was also pregnant. She lost her child also. Mm. On the day she called me, and I was dealing with such difficulties on the job, and she called me saying I'm miscarrying, but the job I was dealing with was kind of strict. I couldn't leave, so she had to drive herself all the way to the hospital, and they had to perform a surgery because the baby was gone. Oh, and then and on top of all that, God called me to preach in the middle of all of the trouble, and I'm like, God, what can I tell people? Mm-hmm. You know, I'm in a bankruptcy. Children can't talk. Just so many difficulties that were going on. But I yet did what God called me to do. And I preached my first sermon called Faith Don't Fail Me Now. And I wasn't preaching to anybody but myself, mm-hmm. because I didn't want my faith to fail, because my children weren't talking. We were facing financial difficulties. But within that same year, later on in the year, we went to this revival. We heard about this lady, this awesome evangelist that was known, had the gift of healing. Mm-hmm. And we went down there but that's, you know, my children weren't healed from that point. Mm-hmm. But the point did come. We were, you know, they didn't sleep well at night. And one night my wife and I were laying in the bed, and we heard them in their room, and we heard a hallelujah, and we heard thank you, Jesus, coming from our son. So that was mm-hmm. their first words. Their first words were words of praise.
Praise God. Praise God. That's powerful all by itself.
Yes, sir. And we've gone on from there. And now, you know, lo and behold, they're talking. They walk. They write songs. They are the ministers of music at our church. They play the drum and the keyboard. They sing. Mm-hmm. You know, our daughter came along. And when she was born, we were kind of concerned would autism hit her too. But No signs of autism. She's an honor roll student. She's just passed to the second grade, but she actually reads on third grade level.
Okay.
She was reading on third grade level about March in the first grade. Mm-hmm. And we've opened our church, and my wife and I, we've just been ministering all these years since, you know, we opened our church, House of Mercy, in March 2010. Mm-hmm. We have a great bishop, Bishop Kelvin Ramsey, who oversees us, and we got to, you know, made the CD, the single, you know. Mm-hmm. So things have really taken a turn for the better. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but if for God to bless you with better, He wants to see how you're going to handle your storm.
That's right.
You must have the proper mm-hmm. attitude in your dark days. That's why I named it night vision, because even in your darkest times, you can see.
That's right.
If you trust God, if you let God minister to you, strengthen you, He'll allow you to have night vision. He'll allow you to see in the midst of your mm-hmm. darkest times. And I'm a prime witness. I'm a big witness of mm-hmm. going through dark times and able to see where I am now.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Lady Shay, is there anything on your heart in particular that you'd like to share as a part of the story before our time comes to an end at this time?
I would just like to say to anyone that's listening that what you are going through, you may feel like it's trivial. You may feel like nobody would want to hear your story. You may feel like what you're facing is not worth telling, but I guarantee you that it's somebody that is available that you can help. A lot of times we minimize our own storms, and we don't share because we become ashamed of some of the things that we go through. And especially as Christians, sometimes your current situation doesn't look like the promises of God. Mm-hmm. Many times we are confused. And, you know, that's one thing that I faced during all of this. I often tell my husband, and even now as we, you know, tell this year by year, you would think that we would be used to telling this. But each time we relive it with the intensity of, we remember how it was. And that's one thing that I promise God that we would never forget, is the struggle, is the pain. Because if you're going to lead someone from point A to point B, mm-hmm. you have to tell them the middle point.
Right.
You just didn't arrive.
That's right.
And so, you know, we go through these moments. These are not easy moments. We're not bragging about this. It's shameful sometimes to say, you know, I remember one time they sent a letter home from school. In the middle of a week, both of the boys needed $20. It was $10 apiece. Mm-hmm. And we were complaining, like, they need to give us a better notice about, you know, $10 apiece. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have it.
Right.
But we're preaching the goodness of God. But mm-hmm. one thing I can say, that God will not forget your labor of love. He promised you mm-hmm. that many are the afflictions of mm-hmm. the righteous, but He promised to deliver mm-hmm. from them all. If you can just hang in there with God, He right. will exalt you in due time.
Amen. Amen. Would you pray whatever's on your heart for our listeners, Lady Shay?
Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank You for this moment. Thank You for this opportunity to just even be heard, Father. And I ask that You, Father, minister to someone right now and let them know that the shameful thing that they're going through, Father, that the things that they're hiding, the things that they're smiling in the daytime but crying at night, Father, that they don't want to share with others. Give them the strength, Father,
thank you, Lord,
for someone to share their story, Father, even if it may be just not of a good time, God, but if they'll just share it, that You will give glory in the situation, Father. You will get glory from
thank
the story.
Lord,
Father, heal and mend broken hearts right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, and to our Christian brothers and sisters that are going through times, Father, of unsurety, times of struggle, times of financial difficulties, Father, times of just not knowing or hearing You, let them know, Father, that You promise to always be there, for You said You never leave us nor forsake us, Father, and that, Father, You're always there, Father. You told us to cast all of our cares upon You, for You care about us.
Yes,
and we thank You right now, Father, that even now, Father, You have an ending. You wrote the ending from the beginning, and You know all of our ways. So we just thank You right now, Father, for the person that is going to have strength to tell their story. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, thank you all so much for being with us today. And again, you know, it's an honor to have you back again. And of course, this is the first time we specifically had a chance for you to share about the book, Night Vision. And share with the listeners one more time if someone wants to get the book or the CD.
Well, yes. Yes. In order to get the book, you can go to lulu.com. And you can also email me, PastorStanJohnson@me.com. Okay. You can also message me on Facebook. I'm under Pastor Stan Johnson or under Shay Real Johnson on Facebook. Phone number, if you need to call about it, my number is 662-567-2078. Mm-hmm. And for the CD, the single, it's available on iTunes. It's available on Google Play. And it's also available on Amazon.com.
Amen. Amen. Thanks so much. And, you know, one of my favorite songs was the ABC song. Now, is that something they might could do today before we end our time? Do we have time to do that today? Or, yeah, they'll do it. Helps. I can learn my ABCs even better after hearing that, you know. So they're going to do that before our time comes to an end then, okay?
Ready?
Kirkland Kirk.
A, B, C, D,
A, B, C, D,
E, F, G,
E, F, G,
H, I, J, K,
H, I, J, K,
L, M, N, O, P,
L, M, N, O, P,
Q, R, S,
Q, R, S,
T, U, V,
T, U, V,
W, X,
W, X,
W, X,
W, X, we're
about at the end of you,
W, X,
Y-N-Z.
Y-N-Z.
Ooh, now tell him thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For the alphabet.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For helping us learn.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For every letter.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Amen. Beautiful, beautiful. Praise God. Father, thank you, Lord, for the Johnson family. Thank you for the wonderful work and ministry you've called them to. Thank you, Father, for the church fellowship that they serve. And thank you, Lord, for the House of Mercy and the work you've called them to in touching the Houston community, the county, the state, the nation, the world. Lord, bless their ministry indeed. Expand their territory. Cause your hand to be mighty upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. We thank you. Praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Honored to have you. Thank you for being a part of our listening family. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.
Urban Family Talk.
Urban Family Talk.